Ray Stokes, John Patrick Stokes, appellant arguing pro se. I believe we have him on audio.
Present. I don't have Zoom or audio, but I hear you.
Okay, Mr. Stokes. Well, we can hear you. There is no one else appearing on this, so you have your 15 minutes. Is that? That was my.
Well.
That picture that just came up. Excuse me. Was in my chamber, so I'm not sure what's happening there. But there's people. So, Mr. Stokes, you may start.
I'm not sure what's happening here, but I made a motion to disqualify Judge Pappas because he was prejudiced and that's before the hearing. And I don't want to go back and read the whole thing, but I can.
You've read it. You've read your
documents. Yeah. Department of Justice has been prejudiced against me since 2002. They financed a $40,000 grant to put me out of business back in 2002 with liberal. I was a conservative radio talk show host. I deceded two judges, Secretary of State, and I changed the United States Senate vote twice. I was a very political activist. Only my civil rights. And I had a microphone. I also had the largest piece of property of undeveloped land outside the city of Dallasville. For years, people attacked me to save my life. They finally did and constituted a civil rights violation. And these criminals, the mafia criminals, came across a slander claim against me for $3.8 million. And I have appealed to the Montana Supreme Court. And during that appeal, they started levying on judgment. So I went into bankruptcy court. Worst mistake of my life. Within 2 weeks, the United States Justice and then used Chapter 7 sold everything to insiders with preferential treatment and then they took my radio station, $23 million, and then they started to go after my home to make me home and put me in jail. He didn't succeed putting me in jail, but he did file an adversary complaint to take my home. We defeated him. I defeated him. A Judge Kirshner signed an order to an adversary complaint that we took over and signed our house over to the court. The court owned our house for approximately 2 months. Couldn't find a seller. Sold it back to my wife for the set amount of money that they assigned. She purchased it both with 11363F sale. I've got all those exhibits in front of you. There's an adversary complaint. They stole my house. He signed it over, and the court owned it, and the court sold it back to us. Since then, I have been attacked to state court that the disallowed liens of HSBC and their successors, and you know who HSBC is, they're criminal mortgage lenders. They assigned it to all their subsidiaries. And now I'm dealing with their last subsidiary, LSFA. They are trying to repossess or foreclose on our house, and they have on August 18th, 2018, I think, or 16, I can't remember. And they foreclosed on our house. And we bought this house free and fair, publicly. And the judge person signed the order, and nobody recognized it. I've been fighting my ass off in state courts that don't recognize your bankruptcy orders. And I've gone through the state court levels, I've gone to Supreme Court levels, and they've declared me a vexatious litigant because I'm trying to get my property. And I can't even access state courts anymore. And I've done all my research. I'm a pro se litigant. I can't hire an attorney. I can't access the courts, but I've done all my research, and there is no case I can find that says state courts can overrule a federal bankruptcy court 363 F sale. In fact, I can't even find a federal court case that says federal judges can overrule a federal 363 sale. And that's what I've been fighting. My wife is dying in the front room right now, and she's in hospice care. And I'm fighting my life off. And I will fight every breath of my life to save my wife in this house. And I've done everything to access the state courts, and these assholes are chipping away and chipping away and chipping away, going through state courts, trying to overrule your federal bankruptcy court order. And I have been defending Judge Kirsten's order for 12 years, and I'm kind of getting sick and tired of it. Go ahead and ask any questions you want.
Are there any questions from the panel?
None from me.
I don't have any questions, thank you.
All right, Mr. Stokes, we are extremely sympathetic to the situation of your wife, and we wish her the best that is possible under the circumstances. And we will take this matter under submission. You'll get a decision from us on the matter before us, which is the recusal of Judge Pappas. Thank you very much for your argument.
Well, wait a minute. I sent you a bunch of exhibits yesterday and this morning to support my position. I hope you can see them.
We received a package yesterday, and given the time, it has been, I won't say thoroughly reviewed because that's impossible. It's a little late to be sending us documents, but you can be assured that relevant documents will be reviewed. Keep in mind that what's in front of us is the simple issue of whether Judge Pappas should have recused. So we'll look at the documents with that issue in mind. Again, thank you very much.
I want to thank you, both three of you, for hearing this. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, this matter is under submission. Next matter, please.